Stop using these negative money words.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Robert Zink, flying high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Come on up and join me because we are talking about words. Words have power. Words have the ability to manifest either positively or negatively. And we're talking about money. And there are so many negative words that are associated with money. So it's important for you to start eliminating these words from your vocabulary. If possible, eliminate them altogether. But for certain, eliminate them when it comes to money. Speaking of money, now Rachel and I, we like to go to Las Vegas, and we are not big gamblers. I have to admit, I used to be at one time, and I did very, very well, but I'm just not a gambler. I just don't have that interest anymore, and neither does she, but we love going to the shows. I think we've been to almost every Cirque show in Las Vegas, but you know, some of you are into gambling, maybe the lottery. The lottery is what you're into. Now, we're not even into the lottery. Occasionally, I will play a scratcher when I just kind of feel the scratch, so to speak. I feel the itch to play a scratcher, and I do, and I usually win. But I don't play it regularly. I don't play scratchers all the time. But I have to say, I've done a lot of research on this now. A ton of research. And there is a gentleman by the name of Richard Lustig who has won the lottery seven times. Seven times. I mean, come on. Most people will never win the lottery once in their lifetime. This cat has won it seven times. And he continues to win and play. But he's put together a system that is very, very powerful. I mean, extraordinary. I've looked at it. It's extraordinarily powerful. And it kind of has his loopholes and his techniques. Now, 14,000 people allegedly are using Richard's system every single month to win at the lottery. Now, not every win is a super mega prize. Some of them are $500, $1,000, $5,000, $25,000, $50,000, that kind of thing. But it's still impressive, and it's still a lot more fun to play the lottery when you're winning than when you're losing. Matter of fact, we don't even suggest that you play the lottery. We suggest that if you are going to invest in the lottery as a way of attracting a miracle into your life, that the first thing you do is practice creative visualization. You make a list of the things that you desire and that you will spend the money on or invest the money in. And that you also get in the habit of daily gratitude. And then go to our website, Law of Attraction Solutions, and go to the Empowerment Store. Right at the top of the Empowerment Store, there's a big clicker ad that you can go to that will give you all the information. Now, I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just suggesting that you check it out if you are a lottery player, if you are a person who plays Irish sweepstakes or the Mega Bucks or whatever, this is for you. Put the power of Richard's unique system to work for you. He's won 7 times. Along with the law of attraction, I think you've got a winning 1-2 punch, okay? And we'd like to hear the results once you win, okay? This is your time to claim your miracle. Again, go to lawofattractionsolutions.com, go to the store, right at the top of the store, there it is, a whole bunch of information on it, and then you can click and get more information and make a decision if it's right for you, okay? If you're going to play the lottery, you might as well learn from someone who has a habit of winning. Well, money has all kinds of meaning to all kinds of people. You know, to some people, it's just energy. To other people, it's security. Others see money as a way of providing freedom for themselves. And so money has many positive aspects. Money's energy. And I think money is good. But I think a lot of people think money is bad. I think attracting a lot of money is good. What do you think? But a lot of people think that attracting a lot of money is bad. I think that attracting a significant amount of money into your life is really, really easy to do. But a lot of people think that attracting a lot of money into your life is very difficult to do. And I think what you believe about money is what you manifest. If you believe that attracting money, making money, being successful in business, if you believe it's easy, it is. Doesn't mean that there isn't work involved, but it becomes easy. You just have this inner flow of energy because you have made it easy in your life. Now, here are some words, negative words, that are associated with money that stop the flow of money in your life, that will keep you busted for the rest of your life. So you need to give up these words ASAP. I mean, seriously. The first two are filthy and dirty. Oh, that money is just filthy. That's filthy money. That's dirty money. Where'd that money come from? That's dirty. Well, money is neither clean. Well, physically, it's usually pretty dirty. But money is neither clean nor dirty. The action that was involved may be clean or may be dirty, depending on your belief system, depending on the laws, depending on a number of other things involved. But you hear that all the time from people. They'll say, oh, that's such and such. He's filthy rich. Filthy. Why would you attach such a negative word to something that you value? Say it right now. I value money. I like money. Money is good. Money comes to me easily and often. I love money. I love the energy of money. I enjoy money. I love spending money. I love saving money. You know, get in the habit of saying positive things about money, not negative things. The next word you have to eliminate absolutely is need. I need money. Don't you know that I need some money? Need. Give up that word right now. Because the universe doesn't match what you need. If it did, everybody in some of these very, very poor countries would be feasting tonight because they all need food. The universe doesn't match what you need. It matches what you are. And so if you are operating your life out of a state of fear and need, that's not going to attract any of that good money, that good opportunity, that wealth and prosperity into your life. Well, I've just never had any money. We are poor. Why would you use the word poor? I don't care if you're down to your last quarter. You are not poor. You are wealthy. You are rich. You are prosperous. And you are attracting money easily and often on a regular basis. Give up the word poor. Give up the word need. Give up the word filthy and dirty. And give up the word debt. Well, Bob, I'm just in debt. I can't do that right now. I'm just in debt. You owe some money? Then pay it. Pay it when you can. Pay it when you have it. If you don't owe it, don't pay it. Simple as that. But don't operate your life as if you were in debt. You're not in debt. You are a co-creator of your reality with the universe, and that is powerful. A co-creator of your reality with the universe cannot be in debt.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Struggle. Well, we're just struggling here. Okay, that's an affirmation. That's a negative affirmation that is holding you back and stopping you from attracting the prosperity and joy and wealth and abundance that you deserve and desire. I'm broke. Or he's greedy. Give up the word broke. Never use that word. Never say, hey, I can't do that today. I'm broke. Oh, it's a few days before payday. I can't do it. I'm broke. Never use that word again. Cross your heart and hope to die. Poke a needle in your eye if you ever use the word broke again. Don't use it. Don't use the word greedy. You know, anybody that's doing well, that maybe holds on to their money a little tighter than we would like to see, we call greedy. It's not for us to judge who is greedy and who is not. Each person is responsible for their own resources in life. There's no such thing as greedy unless you believe it. And if you believe that people are greedy, you also believe that money is bad. It's filthy. It's dirty. You probably believe that the only good people in the world are poor people. Again, another false belief. Stingy. That kind of goes along with greedy. It's the same kind of concept. I lack funds. Lack. You are not operating out of a position of lack. You are operating out of a position of prosperity and abundance and joy and happiness and gratitude and love. So get rid of the word lack. Insufficient. I just have insufficient funds right now. And want. I want some money. When you're in a state of want, it means you don't have. Don't use the word want in regards to money. Okay, let's go through the list. Filthy and dirty, need, poor, debt, struggle, broke, greedy, stingy, lack, insufficient, and want. Give up those words, right? Go buy a dictionary. You know, one of the old paper ones? You can still find them, believe it or not. And literally take a pen and cross these words out of the dictionary. Or write them down and cross them out on a piece of paper. I like to wear a rubber band when I'm learning to retrain myself. Wear a big, thick rubber band around my wrist. And anytime you catch yourself using one of these words, snap that rubber band and put a welt on your wrist. But stop using these words because they're going to hold you back from really having the abundance and love and money and joy and prosperity and miracles that you deserve and desire. Okay? It's simple as that. I'm Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Thank you so much for listening. Little reminder again to go to our website and check out the Empowerment Store and find out about how to win the lottery. Really. I mean, seriously. Do that now. And Be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and yeah, we're on Stitcher. I'm not really sure what the heck Stitcher is, but it's a nice channel. We're there. We like the folks at Stitcher. So whatever you're listening to us on, be sure and subscribe. And thank you so much. We love you. You have a great day because you deserve a miracle. Bye-bye.